Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. Today, let's take an opportunity to look at how amazing it is to live in this day and age and all the good things that are going on. Now, it's a shorter podcast because, you know, we can't spend our life actually counting all of the good things that are going on, but there's a lot of them. And it may not feel that way. Like, all of us go through that cycle, right, while we're dealing with the quarantining, right? Whether we're doing it ourselves or, you know, because we're told to, right? We go through that cycle where sometimes it just doesn't feel like we are able to be ourselves, and we kind of feel claustrophobic or trapped a little bit. And, you know, when those moments happen, it can be very difficult to get to the point where you recognize the various awesome, wonderful things that are out there that we should be grateful for. So I just went and took a little bit of a jog. Thanks to Jacob and Melody Bateman over at the Trail to 100 podcast. I'm learning to reset how I run and train my body with my heart rate. I've never understood the science behind it before. And Melody flat out told me, you know, that I needed to make an adjustment. And I've started to do that. I tried it once and it was like, it just didn't feel right. And so I've gone back at trying it some more and learning how I can deal with that new reality and still be happy and productive and active. And it's going to take some getting used to. I had a goal in my mind of doing an hour, and it was monotonous enough and boring enough that it was like, 30 minutes is good enough. This is just, you know, let's get used to this in chunks and phases. Now, while I was out running, what was interesting was some kids have gotten some sidewalk chalk. And so the path where I run is paved, and they were out there. And there were all kinds of these wonderful messages that were out there. Now, they weren't spelled properly. I mean, these kids don't know which "you're" to use, right? But we had all kinds of messages of "you're awesome" and "you're talented" and "you're wonderful." And, you know, I was right in that moment in life where I could listen to that. I could hear and feel the message they were trying to send, despite the fact that sometimes spelling errors can be distracting. That wasn't the case here. I only noticed it afterwards because the message that that person had written it with was very well understood. And I think a lot of times when we get ourselves through those anxious moments, we forget or we have a difficulty understanding the loving messages that are around us that we can recognize and appreciate. We live in a wonderful time. I mean, this is amazing, right? I know that there's one of my listeners out there who's been concerned about whether the internet would get shut off. And that is so far removed from reality. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it can happen to the sense of what we've created and how various entities are dependent upon it is really difficult to be able to shut off, right? The economy, what parts of it are working because of the internet. And shutting that off would be political suicide if it was a political leader trying it. And if it was some, you know, nobody's got the economic incentive to shut it off either. So it might happen for other circumstances, but there's no political or economic incentive for shutting things off, you know, at that scale. And so I think we're safe. And it allows us to stay connected. We've done family video calls every Sunday since this has started. And it's started to make video calling my parents pretty normal. And video calling my in-laws pretty normal. And so it makes it fun because now instead of a call, which doesn't feel like you're connected to that person, you're able to just do the video call. And you can tell you're getting good at it when you can call someone while you're doing a chore and they're okay with you not looking directly at them, right? And so, you know, instead of, normally when you start off video calling, it's you have to 100% of the time make sure you're making eye contact with the camera, and it kind of feels that way. But as you get more comfortable using it, you actually get to the point where it's like, hey, I'm gonna look over here at what's going on outside, and the person doesn't feel it's rude because they're still listening to you, right? When we have a regular conversation, we don't directly stare at the same person. So as we get used to using this video technology, it becomes easier to do that and have that be our normal. I did this on Sunday. I was making bread and I was able to call my mom as I was doing the cleanup. Now I tried to reduce the noise of the activities I was making so I could so the call would be pleasant. But I was able to, wipe off the counter and do a couple other things and be in that space and then look over and be able to see her while I was doing that. And that was so pleasant and normal. And it's getting more normalized. And it's such a nice feeling to be able to have that, where even though we can't be physically present together, we are able to do those things. And oh my goodness, my neighborhood is so friendly these days. Everybody knows that we're going through a bit of suck and they're waving at each other and saying hello. And from, from 6 feet or more, they're getting, a conversation and being able to say hi and talk to one another. And it's really pretty cool to be able to have those things out there. I mean, we live in an age where we have electricity. I mean, we take that so much for granted. Could you imagine doing this without any information, without any electricity? You would have had family members die, by this point. And so being able to be here in the space that we're in is awesome. Now, I'd like to also share an article. I'll put that in the show notes here. It wasn't a very good article, but it did have one good idea. And it was this idea that the governments of the world did not stop the coronavirus. When you think about it, they just don't have the power to. There's not enough people in the army. There's not enough police officers out there. They don't have the ability to make a difference with the coronavirus. It is all of us choosing to stay home, right? We are getting on top of this thing as a society. We are making progress, and it's all because we are choosing to stay home, right? Even if the government in your area is telling you that you have to be locked inside your room or whatever the case may be, guys, they don't have all the time in the world to enforce that. You're choosing to follow that. And I used to have to do this in the military all the time. I would get an order and I'd have to follow it. That was the law, that's the way it was. And I didn't always agree with the order. So I made sure I took a minute inside of myself to make it my choice to follow that order and to find ways where I could still be myself and follow that order. And it took practice and years of practice. So if you're feeling kind of like, I'm being told to do this by this politician, right? Look, politicians aside, make it your choice to do the right thing, right? Make it your choice, right, to live within the rules. When you make it your choice and you discipline yourself that way, it gives you a new sense of freedom. I don't watch rated R movies, but I have seen a couple of them in my life. And one of them was The Shawshank Redemption. And in there, there's a character who is literally in prison, but he walks around with an air that the prison isn't what's holding him in place, that it's his choice to be there, not just his circumstances, but his choice. And you can be free in the most oppressive and compressed set of circumstances. And we have great examples of that in history. Yesterday, I got to sit down for lunch with some friends from work. It was all virtual, right? But we all got on a call and video chatted and had lunch. And, you have to mute while you're chewing. But other than that, we had a great conversation. And one of them said that he really appreciates looking at the world and finding those nuggets of examples of great leadership in this current time. And he, he pulled out some really good examples that are out there. So I want to challenge you to look for the good today and share it with somebody else. This is what will help turn things around. It's not just be grateful inside yourself. Find something you're grateful for and share that with somebody else. And if you do that, it'll help you feel better. It'll help that other person feel better. Find not just that measure of gratitude that you can appreciate, but share that with somebody else. Today, I'm grateful for something, right? Today, I'm grateful for those messages on the sidewalk. They didn't change my day, but they really added a lot to it. They showed me that people in my neighborhood are thoughtful and loving. And even though I probably won't get to know them because we all live in our own houses and we have one block party a year, and type of thing, it really says a lot about the neighborhood and the neighbors I live with that this is pretty cool. So that's what I'm grateful for today. And that'll be it for this episode. Thank you guys for joining us. If you like the show, share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to subscribe, search for us in your favorite app of choice. You can also find us over on YouTube. We can always use a couple more YouTube subscribers. And if you're too lazy to do even that, go over to parkingthought.com. We have all of the subscribe links curated right for you. All right, so head on over to parkingthought.com, click the subscribe link. We've revamped the parkingthought.com website. If you haven't been there in a while, take a look. Love some feedback on that. And we've got a great interview coming up probably later this week with Jacob and Melody Bateman from the Trail to 100 podcast. So stay tuned for that. Well, as I challenge you at the end of every episode, remember, in a world where you can be anything, why not choose to be grateful?